Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, British Tech News listeners. It is Monday, and it's time for your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 3rd of May, 2021. We've got the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. End-to-end encryption. It's so important, except for Facebook Messenger. Yeah, it's also one of these things we don't really think of when it comes to a Facebook platform, say maybe WhatsApp. Now, we have been hearing a bit of rumors here and there about Facebook Messenger getting end-to-end encryption, and apparently it will be happening. As for when that will be happening, nobody's got the foggiest clue. That is what we heard from Facebook, saying, yep, it definitely won't be coming this year. Though they did elaborate, saying that Messenger was built on Mark Zuckerberg's privacy-focused vision for social networking centered on messaging. Private interactions, encryption, safety, and secure data storage is all part of Facebook's full focus. Sorry, I chuckled there a little bit. Now, Facebook did go on to say that over the past year, they had introduced a number of privacy and safety tools, including a lot more privacy settings for Messenger. But yes, as you and I both know, no end-to-end encryption. Hi-fi music is actually starting to become all the rage all of a sudden. A lot of it probably has to do with Spotify getting into the game. Well, at least going to. They're not there yet. But maybe Apple isn't going to wait for them. Yes, you heard that correctly. Apple. They could be getting into the hi-fi streaming business as well. Discovered by the folks over at 9to5 Mac in the Coda 14.6 beta, there has been some mention of lossless audio in the music app. And of course, with lossless audio, that means high-quality music option could be on the way from Apple Music. Dolby Atmos and even Dolby Audio? Yeah, could be there too. But that may also not even be a part of the music streaming service. It could be other places, you know, say for like Apple TV possibly. Now, we have been hearing on and off for a little while now about a high-fidelity music service from Apple. In fact, the rumors have been so juicy lately, they might even just be a few weeks out from getting the service launched. And it would actually cost the same as you're paying right now, $10 a month, at least for the individual plan. And if that actually does ring true in the end, that could have Spotify shaking in its boots a bit. And finally, one thing that may not be good for you this year, if you happen to break your new 12.9-inch M1 iPad Pro, and you don't have AppleCare. Why is that? Well, it looks like it's going to cost you almost $700 to get it fixed. Yeah, that's right, if you damage your new 12.9-inch M1 iPad Pro, boy, that's a mouthful, and you don't have AppleCare Plus, Apple's going to charge you $699 to repair that broken device. How do we find this out? Well, the fee was actually updated when it was added to the Apple iPad Service and Repair chart. That's just right after the iPad Pro orders went live. Ooh, kind of stuck that in, didn't they? So basically, it's $699, it's $50 more expensive to get a repair for the new 5th generation iPad Pro than it was to get a repair for the prior 4th generation model. We're guessing the new added cost, probably in that new mini LED display. It's also Apple's way of probably saying, yeah, maybe Apple Care Plus might be a good idea too. Because if you damage your iPad Pro and have an Apple Care Plus plan, the service fee, only $49. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official British Tech Network website, located, of course, at britishtechnetwork.com. Subscribe to all the BTN content over there and support the news show over there. And the reason why I say that, the news show does need your support. Other than, of course, bandwidth cost, which is already, thank God, supported by TSO Host, there's other things around here that we need to keep the show up and running, too. Equipment, microphones, server space, all of this stuff takes money. That's why we rely on you guys to support the news show. So if you love what we do here day in and day out on the news show, please consider heading to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Literally, for as little as $5 a month, you can do your part in helping keep the news show on the air and ad-free too. Also, check us out on our Facebook page for the British Tech Network at British Tech Network. Yeah, that was a given, wasn't it? Or, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by our BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of the fun today. So do it now, britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We will get you caught up on the best technology news that will be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.